We're going to welcome Paul and Lila's infant, the fold here. We're going to have a dedication. Just briefly, we've spoken of this considerably, so we're not going to take a lot of time this morning. Fundamentally, we do not concur with the idea that children have to be baptized before they can be part of the kingdom. And because Jesus himself said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So we believe these children are already there, already in the arms of Christ. We need to give our word of thanks for his gift and to make our inner commitments to do our best to raise them in the fear and love of Christ. Fear meaning in the reverence, the reverential fear and the love of Christ, to be an example before them. But I'm not going to get a vow from them, because I think there may come a time in the future where there may be a little irritation at the child. How can you be ever irritated at that sweet little package there, the unit? Well, someday may come when she's irritated, or Paul may be irritated with the kid, and both of them. But we don't get any vows, but we do agree that we need to make the home an example of Christ and a refuge of the Spirit. So we're going to pray for this couple and for Paul and Lila and the kids. We're going to include Lyra in this too. She's part of this family. And this is Joseph David. No, Joshua David. Almost missed it. I corrected it. Joshua David. Okay. They're going to call him Joshua. Probably should call him J. David, but they're going to call him Joshua. All right, we'll get him. Father, we're so grateful for this wonderful couple, for Paul and Lila, and the spirit that they come to us with, and the life they have, and their concern for Christ, and their dedication to him. We're grateful for this new baby now that they have, Joshua David, and we put him under your care, and also unto to them that you give to them the guidance they need in raising Joshua David to come to understand and know Christ. We pray in Christ's name, amen.